Shalom, today's daf yomi is Megillah daf Yud Gimel, Megillah 13. And today's daf yomi, we're going to start at the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis, bottom of 12b, as we start talking about the person Mordechai and what were his origins, where was he from, which tribe. So the verse states in Esther, the book of Esther, chapter 2, verse 5, Ish Yehudi Hayah B'Shushan Mambira, that there was a Ish Yehudi, a Yehudi who was living in Shushan, and his name was Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish Ishimini. Now the tribe Ish Yehudi means seemingly he was from the tribe of Judah, whereas Ishimini means he was seemingly from the tribe of Benjamin. So the Gemara asks, my Kamar, what is the verse saying? Ili Yehusa Kaasi, if the verse is trying to tell us his lineage, it needs to list all of his lineage until Benjamin. So if that's the case, why is it different here? It says Yair ben Shimi ben Kish Ishimini, and why does it go all the way to Kish and doesn't list everybody else? So the Gemara explains Tanakh Kulan al Shmo Nikru, that all these names of Mordechai were nicknames for Mordechai himself, meaning to say Ben Yair, Mordechai, these are all nicknames for Mordechai. Mordechai was called the son of Yair. Yair means light. Ben Sheheir Einam Shal Yisrael B'Tfilah, so he illuminated or lit up the eyes of the Jewish people with his prayers. Ben Shimi, why was he called Ben Shimi, which comes from the word to hear. Ben Sheshama Est Filoso, his prayers were heard. Ben Kish, Shehi Kish al Shari Rachamim, Viniftahulo, that he knocked on the doors of on the gates of mercy, and the doors were open for him. So the Gemara says, Karile Yehudi. So the verse calls him Yehudi, Ish Yehudi. Alma, this implies me Yehuda Kasi. This implies he comes from Judah. But nevertheless, Karile Yemini, it calls him Yemini, Alma Binyamin Kasi. This implies he comes from the tribe of Benjamin. So which is it? So is he called you? Is he from the tribe of Judah or from the tribe of Benjamin? So the Rav Nachman says, Mordechai Muchtar Bini Musuhaya. Mordechai was crowned with beautiful names. And that one of his beautiful names was Judah, Yehudi, and one was Yemini. Why? Amar Rabbi Bar Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Malevi, Aviv mi Binyamin, v'imo mi Yehuda. Mordechai was, his father was from the tribe of Benjamin, and his mother was from the tribe of Judah, and so therefore he was called by both of these tribes. Mordechai was the synthesis of Judah and Benjamin, which is the combination of these two kingdoms. Rabbanan Amri, Rabbanan gave a different answer, that really he was from Benjamin. But Mishpachos Miskaros Zubazu, but the tribes were fighting with each other. They each wanted to claim credit for Mordechai. Mishpachos Yehuda Omeris, the family tribe was saying, from Judah, we're saying, Ana Garim de Mesial and Mordechai. They're saying, we are the ones who caused Mordechai to be born. To go Katle David, because Shimi ben Gera. The reason is because David did not kill Shimi ben Gera, who was the grandfather of Mordechai. And even though Shimi was liable for death because he was rebelling against David, David spared him. And from that, Mordechai was born. Mishpachas Binyamin, whereas the tribe of Benjamin was saying, Minaka Asi, that Mordechai comes from us. And so therefore he was called by both of these tribes. Rava says, no, there's a different way we can dovetail the two contradictory sources. Knesset Yisrael Amro Idach Kisa, that the Jewish people, the Knesset Yisrael, they were saying in the entirely opposite direction, not to praise Mordechai, not to take credit for him, but rather to criticize him, meaning to say that they were complaining against both of the two tribes that Mordechai was the one who caused this pain upon them from the decree of Haman. They said, Re'uma Sali Yehudi, look at what this person from the tribe of Judah has done to us, Uma Shilim Li Yemini, and what this person from the tribe of Benjamin has done to us. And the Gemara says, Ma Sali Yehuda, what has this man from the tribe of Judah done to us? This is a reference to King David, we're on the top of 13a. The Lo Katla David L'Shimi. David should have killed Shimi when he was a rebel. When he was rebelling against him, this Yoan me named Mordechai, and as a result of this, since he didn't do it, Mordechai was born from him. The Migne Bei Haman, and Mordechai is the one who aroused Haman's anger. So that, so to speak, that the Jewish people are blaming Mordechai for arousing Haman, for getting Haman to be upset at them, and therefore he wanted to kill all the Jews. And what did Yemini do to us? Meaning to say, this is a reference to Shaul HaMelech, that he also caused this problem. Why did he cause this problem? Dulo Kotle Shaul Agag, that Shaul didn't kill Agag, that Shaul, when Agag was the king of Amalek, and Shaul didn't kill him. He had mercy upon him. And as a result of this, a terrible thing happened. This Yamine Haman, the Mitzar of Israel, that Haman was an Agagite. Haman came from Haman came from Agag, and because Shaul didn't kill him, that's why this terrible thing happened. So Knesset Israel, the Jewish people, are blaming Mordechai, and they're blaming the tribe of David, and the tribe of Judah, and the tribe of Benjamin for causing all the problems that we have with Haman, because the tribe of Benjamin, Shaul, left Haman alive, and the tribe of Mordechai is the one who left Shimi ben Gera alive, who was the grandfather of Mordechai, and Mordechai is the one who incited Haman to do damage. Rabbi Yochanan gives a different explanation about this contradiction between the sources. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Omi Binyamin Kaasi," that really Mordechai came from the tribe of Benjamin. If that's the case, am I Karele Yehudi? Why is he called Yehudi? Al Shem Shekafer Ba'avodazara, because this source, Rabbi Yochanan, is praising Mordechai because Mordechai rejected idolatry of Haman. Shekoa Kofer Ba'avodazara, whoever rejects the idolatry of Haman is called, or whoever rejects idolatry is Nikra Yehudi, is called a Yehudi. The Chsiv, as it states in the book of Daniel, Esi Govern Yehudayin. So we see from here that there are these Jews that they don't worship your gods, and so therefore they're called Yehudayin. So whoever rejects idolatry is called a Yehudah.